CFM.
Yeah. Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Can you believe this ABC reporter, Natasha Exelby?
She's a casual, apparently.
Yeah, and you may have seen the video doing the rounds, which we love the video. So she's there. She's doing a late-night news report on ABC 24, which is their 24/7 running news bulletin. And
they're playing a video package.
Yeah, and it comes back to her, and she's not looking at the camera, and she gets really shocked. Have a listen.
Melanie Vukovic, ABC News, Mount Sylvia.
Now to sport with Meredith Sheehan.
Her reaction is great.
She doesn't swear.
No.
She just gets real shocked, and then she's like, oh, throw to sport.
Better get onto it.
It's hilarious.
People have been loving it because it's a natural reaction that anyone would have. If you're on live TV and you get sprung doing something you're not meant to do, you just
She was just playing with a pen, it looked like.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if we
We're all having a laugh about it yesterday.
Yeah, if we got the sack for every mistake we made here.
Can you imagine?
What would we be doing with ourselves?
Be sacked over and over again.
Exactly. But ABC have stood her down indefinitely.
Which
based on that.
Really
Come
annoys
on.
Me. Come on, guys.
You said you were going to write a letter to the ABC.
I did. Well, not a letter. I typed one.
Did you?
To their Facebook page.
What does it say?
I just said I thought it was pretty slack.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, in Australia, you should be given a second chance. You didn't do anything wrong. We're all loving it. At least someone's now watching something from your program.
It'll be some old dude in a suit that made that decision,
exactly.
I reckon. I think Channel 10 will capitalise on this and they'll get her on as
someone hire it.
On the project or something like that. These things always work out. Like Julie Schnook with the jacket gate thing. I mean, she's doing well for herself now, isn't she?
Everyone knows who she is now.
There you go.
She's doing very well.
Worked out for her. But we just put it out there, 13, 12, 16. Lamest reason you got the sack. Just like our friend Exelby. Angela on 13, 12, 16. Give it to us.
Hello.
Hello.
Why'd you get fired?
Hi. I was working at a takeaway shop and I got fired because I couldn't batter and cook a battered sav like a Pluto pup. So they fired me.
Hey, if you can't batter the savage, you always get fired.
Oh, come on. If my friends are listening to this, they're going to be like, oh my God, Angela, you too.
You should have known before you went into the job, Angela. I mean, come on.
It's a prerequisite.
But it did work out because now I just opened a new salon on Tugger Strait. So
perfect.
Everything's meant to happen for a reason. I got fired because I couldn't cook a battered sav, and now I own a salon.
Now look at you go.
Imagine putting that on your resume. Cannot batter the sav.
Do not apply.
Do
if
not
you
apply.
Cannot batter the
That's
sav.
On the job description now. They learnt their lesson, that takeaway shop.
Just got a text from a mate, Brent. He said he got sacked from Video Easy.
For what?
After only 2 weeks for dancing around the store when no one was in the store. They had footage of it and everything.
That's awesome.
What's he got here? Asked to see it, how good, because he had bad dance moves, basically. But
what? And they gave him the sack
for that?
They
gave him the flick.
That's horrible.
And now, look who's laughing now, because video stores.
Ooh. All of them got the sack.
Technology killed them, didn't it?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
I'm excited about this.
Me too. This is massive.
Taking on Manny Pacquiao, July 2nd, Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. Tickets go on sale 26th of April through Ticketek, and people will travel for this fight. There's no doubt about that. But Jeff Horn is the man taking him on, and he joins us right now. Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Morning, Bree and Gaundy.
Mate, thanks for giving up your time to chat to us this morning. Massive fight in your career, no doubt about that. Pacquiao,
the biggest one ever, would you say, in your career, Jeff?
Oh, definitely by far the biggest fight I've had in my career so far.
Because your record's great, mate. What are you, 17 wins, one draw? You get to lose a bout.
Yeah, that's right. I guess that's why I've been given an opportunity like this. My record's pretty good, and I've fought some pretty good guys in the past, and I'm undefeated.
Jeff, how did this all come about? How did you get this opportunity to fight Pacquiao, which is one of the best well-known fighters in the world today?
Well, we weren't even looking for Pacquiao, to be honest. We didn't think he'd want to try and fight me, so I wasn't chasing him. I was just trying to get to number one mandatory position for a world title shot. But he ended up being interested, and they sent me over a deal, and I said yes straight away to it.
And so when you got that phone call, were you kind of expecting it at some point, or were you kind of thinking, Pacquiao, come on, guys.
Stop punking me.
Come on, yeah, Pacquiao. Yeah.
Pretty much. I was exactly like that. I was like, no way. I could not believe the conversation I was really having.
Well, mate, you work hard to get to that point, so you deserve what you get. Now, I have read that Pacquiao's getting paid a nice little number, isn't he, Pacquiao, to fight in Australia. Do you know the numbers? Have you worked that out yet?
I think he's getting between $5 and $10 million. Yeah, I think
so. Wow, and you'd be getting, it'd be equal, right? You'd be getting about that.
I wish.
Oh, come on, where's equality?
Come on.
We need equality in boxing right now.
I can't expect to get paid the same as him. He's a multiple world champion, and he's the name of the fight, for sure.
Yeah, but Jeff, you turn around and go, Pacquiao, you came to me, bro. I was just chilling here in Australia.
I wasn't even looking to fight you.
After I beat him, I'll be expecting bigger bucks.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a good deal, Jeff. Hey, Pacquiao's got like nearly 10 years on you. Do you think that's going to help you in the fight?
I think so. I reckon your prime in boxing is around the age of 30, and that's where I am right now. I'm 29, and he's 38, I think he is.
Yeah, so 38.
He's well past it.
I'm backing you in, Jeff.
Are you confident, Jeff?
I'm confident. You have to be in this game. If you're not, before you get in there, you've lost already.
But when you're standing in the ring and you're standing across from a legend, is that going to throw you at all? I mean, I imagine if I played basketball and I got in the ring with Magic Johnson or Jordan, I'd be a bit sort of put off a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that'd be the least of your problems, Gordy. That'd be the least of your worries.
Go for it, Jeff.
Yeah, but would you want to impress them as well? That's how I look at it. If versing a legend like that, I want to get in there and show them how good I am.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this thing go down, mate.
We're excited, Jeff. This is a big time for Australian boxing.
Huge. And you're at the forefront of it, mate. So this is...
No pressure. No,
exactly. Hey, just quickly before we let you go, because I did hear you talk on radio just the other day about how you got into boxing, and it's great for anyone that is listening right now. You got into boxing off the back of being bullied at school. Is that right?
That's right. Got into a few little scraps at school where I came off second best, and I just wasn't really happy about how it all ended, and I wanted to learn how to protect myself and went to the boxing gym to do that.
Turns out you did a bit more than learning how to protect yourself.
Yeah, they saw some talent in there. Well, it's good that you've turned it into a positive, mate. July 2nd, we can't wait. Tickets on sale 26th of April through Ticketek, Suncorp Stadium. Amazing venue to watch any live sport. So if you're thinking about travelling for it, get amongst it and watch Jeff Horn go against Pacquiao. We can't wait, mate. All the best.
Go the Aussies.
Thanks, guys.
We'd love to chat to you after the fight too, if that's cool, if we can lock that in
awesome.
On air right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Done. We always like to get that on
binding
air, Jeff.
Contract.
Thanks, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second.
1 second. We still haven't got that change? No?
Okay. Don't change it, guys. I like it how it is. All right. For anyone that hasn't heard this game before, Brie.
Yes. So you and I are going to go head to head. We've got 20 seconds. Producer Rach is the master behind the keys this morning.
We get 1 second
of each song to guess it. That's all you get.
20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song.
How much memory have you got of different kinds of music? So,
who are we playing for this morning? Who have we got?
Bree is playing for Jess in the entrance, and Gaunzy is playing for Julie in Davis.
Let's do this thing, Jess. Come on, Jess.
Come on, Jules. I've got this.
Come on, you have. Come on, use that old brain.
I don't even know who that was, but that was the best.
Was she talking to me or you?
Go the cells. Hopefully, haven't killed many.
Okay.
Go the brain cells.
Sure.
That's what she was going on about.
Had a few big weekends this year.
Had a couple of vinos.
All right. Ladies first.
Ladies first. Yeah. You went first last week.
I'll go first this week.
All right.
I'm too nice like that.
All right. You got to leave the studio. Yeah. Okay. Gaunzy is leaving. Oh, I'm nervous. I've had a good couple of runs.
You have.
He's gone.
Oh, completely gone.
It's nice when he's not. He was
stuck there.
All right.
Your time starts.
Okay.
Now.
Ed Sheeran. Carly Rae Jepsen. Oh, Vanessa Carlton. Pass. Issues.
I'll give that one to
pass.
You.
Where's all my soul?
Little Kim, Lady Marmalade.
Yep. You and I. If you get it, I'll give it to you because it was just on the buzzer.
Touch. Little Mix.
You've done it. That's six.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Six correct. All right, you can bring him back in if he gets off his phone. All right, not telling right. him how many you've got.
We never give away the outcome.
I couldn't hear much out there, but what I did hear was Brie go, woo, 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 for some reason. So she must
That's
have done
pretty
well.
Much the noise
she
that
does
always
that all
comes
the time.
The
yeah, exactly.
Did
all
you
right.
go well, did you?
I went okay yeah. on one.
No. Giveaways.
Okay, here we
Same
go.
Same rules for you. It can be name of the song or artist of the song.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Get rid of the JT bit.
Your time.
Yeah.
This is getting starts. 20 seconds.
Time starts.
Ed Sheeran. Wishing the Well. Carly Rae Jepsen. Vanessa Carlton. Issues. Chumbawamba.
Where's
all
my soul?
Pass.
You and I.
Little Mix. Celine Dion.
What is it? Gordy's taking it out this morning. Yes.
I am positive Gordy has taken that out this morning. Gordy managed to get himself seven.
Whoa. Seven?
He passed on one, which was Lady Marmalade. Ooh. You passed on Issues originally. Then you passed on Chumbawamba. You came back and got it. So you got six. Gordy got seven. Which means, Julie in Davistown, you've scored yourself this pass.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Gordy.
Too easy, Jules.
Sorry, Jess. Had a brain fart.
Okay. Brie prematurely celebrated.
Sorry, Jess.
I had a chance to have a crack.
I do that often, so, yeah.
Enjoy the VIP package, race day, Anzac Day. It's going to be a massive one, Jules. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that went down to the wire.
Spring going to hear it say, I'm pumped up. So
You're
good.
Way too excited.
Oh, you'd be the same.
Yeah, would be.
Get up with Brie and Gaunzi.
CFM. Want to run something by you this morning just to check if I'm thinking what you're thinking. I think this is a bit off. And on the weekend, I went to one of my friend's houses for a dinner party. Delightful. Got the invite from my mate Sarah. Her and her boyfriend were going to put on the full spread. There was a bunch of us there. I think there was like 12 people.
I was going to say, it wasn't just them two and you.
No. I know that would be a bit off.
Well, Brie, welcome. Put your keys in that bowl there.
Yes,
and
walk on through to the room we've set up.
That's very 50 Shades of Grey.
No, there was like 12 of us there. And it was really strange because they asked us to bring something for dessert, which is fine.
What, everyone brought something for dessert?
Not everyone, but I think other people got asked to bring like a salad or...
Piece it together. You piece the dinner party together.
Exactly. And they cook salmon, which, I mean, salmon's not cheap. Salmon is quite expensive. And they cook salmon for 12 people, everyone.
I'm rolling in cash, these guys.
I know. Well, you'd think.
Yeah.
And then right at the end of the night, my mate Sarah comes up to me and she says, oh, if you can just pitch in $40 for the meal.
What?
Everyone's putting in $40 so we can... pay for the
after
meal.
You already brought dessert.
Yeah. I bought ice cream. I mean, I didn't really.
You brought a tub of ice cream.
Yeah, organised myself, but I just bought some Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Well, maybe it was just, oh, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Oh, they owe you $40.
Well, I bought two, actually. Oh. Two of those.
Oh.
And I was really taken aback, and I kind of, she got me on the back foot, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
You should have just said, oh, I'll get some money out of my car. Never come back and never talk
runner.
To them ever again.
Do a runner. Is that strange?
$40. If you didn't know about it going into the dinner party, like if it wasn't a pre, hey, come around, chip
Maybe
in $40.
Maybe they did mention it.
Oh, well, that's a different story. If they've waited till the end and then decided to throw the $40
at you. I think it was like a group message though, and there was a heap of messages going back and forth between everyone, so I didn't really read them all.
Question.
Yeah.
Do couples pay $80 or are couples paying $40?
I think they were made to pay $80.
So $40 per each in the couple. Okay, so $80 for a couple.
And to be honest, the meal wasn't that great.
You could go to a nice restaurant for that.
I thought we should have just went to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
That's a bit rough.
Yeah. So what you wouldn't have had the cash on you?
No, I didn't.
So,
and I said, oh, I'll transfer you the money.
And you haven't done it yet?
No.
I wouldn't do it either.
I don't think I'm going to.
No, don't.
I thought if you're going to invite everyone around to your house, lovely, awesome that you're throwing a dinner party, but you shouldn't really be asking people to pay, should you?
Did you get a doggy bag to take home with some food in it?
No.
Well, then no, get stuffed.
I mean, I've had them over at my place a couple of times for dinner. I've never asked them to pay.
Free of charge.
Free of charge. It's a free restaurant at my place.
Look, yeah, I think...
What do you think?
I think you need new friends, because I think that's just, come on. Like, what's the point of that? $40 for a meal wasn't even that great.
Maybe 20. Like, yeah, I probably would have been like, oh, that's fine. I'm happy to pitch in $20. But 40, I was like, what have you paid for?
Hang on, 12 times 40. I'm just doing the math. 12 times 40 is $480, that
what?
Meal. Would have had to have cost for them to charge that. Come on, they're making money, aren't they? And you took around Ben and Jerry's. Do they know how much that is by the tub?
All of us bought in something for the dinner party.
No.
I'm not paying it.
Don't.
I'm taking a stand. I think I'm going to cut them from my friends list.
Wait and see how long it is before they ask for it again.
What a joke.
Another $40.
They're cashing in.
13, 12, 16 is our number. So you want to clear the guilty conscience, right? You want to know if you should pay or not, if they're going to come after
what
you.
What do the people think?
Carly. In Tuggeranong. Morning, Carls.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you think, Carly? Should I pay this $40 or what?
No way. I haven't done it. A friend of mine asked me to run to a dinner party sort of thing, and I was like, sure, you know, I'll bring, like, a couple of snacks. And she asked me to pay, like, $30, and this was, like, last year, and I still haven't paid it.
Is it
so
awkward?
This is like a side business people are running.
No, well, she stopped asking me. I was like, oh, work's screwing me around. Like, you know, I haven't been paid yet. So I just brought out every excuse I could get, because I was like, I'm not paying $30 when I brought around all this food and you're the one that hosted the party.
You know they're talking about you behind your back, though, Carly, if you haven't paid
yet. How cheap is Carly? Yeah. She came over to our house. The meal cost us $7 a head. She won't even pay $30.
You're the cheap friend.
Yeah, I'm the cheap one.
Hey, I'll be cheap with you, Carly. That's a rort.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
Richard on Facebook has commented and he said, that's absolute BS. He goes, you shouldn't be expected to pay anything. They put on the party. They should be paying for it.
Hey, guys, I know you came to my engagement party last week or the week before. Shouted a whole bunch of drinks, great food, yeah?
It was a delightful time.
Want to hand over the cash?
Hell no.
I know what Rachel's going to say. I haven't paid her mum's boyfriend yet for the seafood.
I got you the seafood. Thank you. So, no.
The truth comes out.
Gorney's running one of the side businesses.
Get up with Bree and Gorney.
CFM.
Hey, today, are you getting your flu shot today?
I was just having the conversation with producer Rach because... I'm in two minds about it because I'm going on holidays. We go on holidays on Thursday.
Yep.
And essentially the flu shot is that strain of flu that is obviously going to be around this flu season. And they put a piece of the virus into your body and sometimes you get sick.
I'm just reading up on flu vaccinations now because I haven't had one for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And I've been pretty good. I haven't got sick. And to be fair, I think
you forget.
Really?
I think you forget because last year you were sick a couple of times.
Didn't take any days off.
No, well, I was sick last year too and I didn't take any days off, but we soldier on here.
But I want to take some days off. Like, I want to be sick.
What
like,
is
I
that your theory, is
I didn't take one sickie last year. Like, give me some days. People around here rack them up like they're going out of fashion. I won't
some
name
people,
any names.
Some
but
people
God,
do rack them up, that's for that, sure.
And why can't we?
And you and I always sit back and we're like, are we missing something?
Yeah. Every day we get an email, oh, this person's not in, this person's not in.
They're working from home.
Yeah, so I think, well, should I get the flu shot? Should I sort of want to get sick? And I know there's people that go...
Because it gives you the possibility of getting sick, but not when you're going into holidays.
There's a lot of people that say, you know, oh, you're the kind of person that won't get your kids vaccinated if you're not going to get the flu shot.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. I mean, I can see the value in it for kids. You need to get that stuff done 100%, but... I don't know. I'm an adult. I can make up my own decisions. And all they do is they basically guess the strain, don't they? And they try and get as close to what they think it's going to be as it is. Is that right?
I have no idea how they do it.
Well, I've just got here.
I thought they just whacked some stuff in a bowl, shook it up and good to go.
I've got here on naturalhealth365.com, so that's reputable. It says, each year a flu vaccination is created months ahead of time based on a best guess of what strains are going to give you the most trouble when flu season arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Even public health officials have, now this is, I've got to say, this is just based on a website. I read these things as I go into it and I probably shouldn't Google doctor, but it says even public health officials have voiced doubt about effectiveness if it comes into contact with a different strain of flu.
Yeah, but they're saying, they're not saying, oh, guarantee, get this needle and you'll never get sick again.
Exactly.
They're not saying that.
Yeah.
Like, people know that going into it. It's just for, they're hoping, the most common strain for that season or whatever.
Look, I'm not saying don't get it done. If you're about it, get it done. I'm just deciding because today.
You don't often get them done.
I haven't done it in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Haven't had it done.
That's slack. Why, putting everyone else at risk.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because then if you get the virus really bad, you're obviously super contagious for everyone else.
Yeah, but if you've had your shot, you've got nothing to worry about.
Well, that's not true either.
Well, I don't know.
There's a lot of maybes. Last year, my mum booked me in because I remember I was home for Easter and she booked me in to go get my flu vax with my brother. It was so weird. Me and my brother were together and we walked into this room and the nurse was like, okay, here we go. And then the nurse, you know how they have the little vial and then they like pull it into the syringe. Mm. And then she forgot whether she'd put it into the needle or not.
Done too many that day.
Yeah, she'd obviously been doing heaps and heaps. And my brother and I were both sitting there, and I think my brother already had his. And then she's pulled the needle out. She's like, and then she goes, did I put the... And there's no way to tell.
She goes, come on, let's do it again. Have two shots.
And I was like, well, can you not put two things of the virus into my body?
Can I at least have two lollipops off the back of this?
I was like, I'm definitely getting sick now.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Let me start by saying I love the company Streets. They've brought us products like the Gay Time, the Cornetto, all amazing products.
You've been at war with Streets this year, though, and I do remember why now.
Why?
Because Jesse James, the guy that invented the Gay Netto, right, the Cornetto and the Golden Gay Time.
Yes.
You mentioned to him the idea of
right.
a red velvet ice cream. Then, weeks later, Streets out of nowhere release the red velvet.
Magnum. I had it the other night. It's delicious. Great idea.
How did you feel eating your invention that you saw not one cent for?
Bit of a mention. That's all I'd like, Streets.
Didn't even get that.
No, nothing.
They treat you like a piece of dirt on the bottom of their paddle pop stick.
Steal my ideas. Well, I've got another gripe with them.
Oh, here we go.
They make amazing products. I love them.
Yep.
Magnums are one of my favourites. I went to the supermarket last week and I bought a box of Magnums because I feel like I've been going to the servo too often to buy a single Magnum. And I thought, buy in bulk, save money.
How long does the box last? Week? Day? Hour?
It does give you the option of having multiple Magnums in a row, which isn't great. But I actually held off all weekend and I've pulled one out yesterday. To my demise... The tiniest Magnum that I've ever seen comes out of the box.
Was it a rogue mini one in a big box, or did you buy the mini Magnums?
I accidentally bought the mini box of Magnums. I didn't even know that was a thing. And they put it tiny on the box. You can't even barely see it.
It's when you want a little treat, but you don't want to eat the whole thing.
What happened?
What?
I ended up eating six of them, didn't I? And then I thought, how many of these mini Magnums make up a big one? Like, what is the ratio?
I'd say two.
Oh, don't say that.
Two minis would be a full one.
I was going to say four.
No, definitely not four. I'd say four's two big ones.
Oh, well, I just feel even worse about myself. I know, I get that it's meant to be like just a little one so you don't feel bad about yourself, but you end up having no self-control and you end up eating six.
It's like the mini Mars bars and the mini Snickers and stuff. You just get the packet.
The fun size.
The fun.
What's fun about that?
Yeah, there's no fun in that.
I end up eating 12 of those as well.
Why don't you buy double the boxes then? Why don't you buy two boxes of mini Magnums?
Why don't I just buy a normal box of Magnums and we can all just get on with our lives?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what Magnum would probably say to you.
They probably would say that.
What's your problem?
But here's my problem.
Okay.
Don't give us that option where, you know, at the supermarket, you feel like, okay, I'll buy the mini Magnums because, I want to feel good about myself. I'll have a little one. It's fine. And then you end up just crying at home after you've eaten six. Don't give us that option, Magnum.
I think Magnum might go to their box of Care Factors and pull out a mini Care Factor.
And it'd be a big fat zero.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Real quick, can I just blow some information out of the water? We're just talking about how I accidentally bought mini Magnums.
Yeah.
And I was up in arms about it because it just made me feel worse about myself in the end. Like, I didn't have one, I had six.
You were so passionate about it. You've done a video on your Facebook page.
Yes, I'm not happy. Not happy about it, but I did some research because I'm interested to know. So in the mini Magnums, you get six, which contains 360 mils all up, and they cost $8, right? So it's around about $2.22 per 100 mils.
100 grams.
100, yeah.
Mils or grams?
Mils.
I think it's grams.
Mils. I think it's mils.
I think it's grams.
And for the four pack of normal magnums,
yeah.
You actually get more, 428 mils.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper because they're $8 as well. So it's $1.87 per 100 mils.
I always, when I shop.
Oh, I'm not happy.
I will spend a lot of time looking at per 100.
I'm raging.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
That's how they get you.
Huh?
It's how they get you.
I can't believe I've done that.
Yeah.
So it turns out a mini magnum is like 49 grams and a normal magnum is like 91 grams. So two minis is more than one whole one.
But you're saving, you're not even saving on the waistline, are you?
No.
You meant to just have the one. That's the idea.
Not six. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think anyone cares as much as what I care, but just so everyone knows.
It's just a pre-warning.
Just a pre-warning.
Just a pre-warning.
Just putting it out there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The Voice returns Monday, 24th of April, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9.
This is huge. George, Boy George is on there.
Yes.
Kelly Rowland.
The whole crew. Seal.
Seal and our girl, Delta Goodrum.
Morning, Delts.
Hello, my love. How are you?
We're good. You're busy. The Voice is back.
It is busy. The Voice is back. It's incredible to see when we go back into, it's like into kicking, like into gear because we tend to just, I try to stay a little more quiet before the show starts, and then it's like, okay, we're off, out the gate.
Can you see anyone there, Delta? Like, can you grab Boy George really quick, or Kelly Rowland, or Seal? Is there anyone?
He literally was just walking past.
Where did he go? Into his dressing room or something?
He's off to the next interview. Yeah, we're all hanging around together today.
No lie, those promo things where you're singing The Voice on,
yeah.
Oh my Lord, it just gets me excited in areas.
In areas.
For the show.
Is that because of the hotties on the show?
Oh, just amazing superstars singing a bit of Johnny Farnham. You can't get better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I love this promo. I love that we got to sing You're the Voice. I was like, when all the coaches were there, I was like, oh my God, you don't understand. This was like getting to sing The Voice. I'd always said if I was like auditioning, that would be my audition song.
Kill it, can I say? That? I mean, they start off strong, but you come out and just own it.
Oh, that's sweet. No, I mean, I've been singing all my life, so you'd hope I'd sing it all right.
It's good to know, Delta, that you've got the approval from my friend Bree here, who gets funny in places watching you sing The Voice.
Highly trained in the music industry, I am, Delta.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. That's what we're doing for. We like to make people feel things.
Hey, has it been given the tick of approval by The Voice himself, Johnny Farnham? Has he seen it? Did he love it?
I mean, I actually don't know that to tell you the truth. I'd just be making up an answer for him.
Go on then.
Yeah, he's great. He loves it.
He loves it. Big fan.
Hey,
big fan.
Delta, how exciting is this for you? You've come out with your own perfume, Delta by Delta Goodrum.
I have, yes. It's really cool because actually, it's really funny. We were all at work yesterday and doing mentoring with the artists, and I was spraying everybody with the perfume. I was like, if you're on my TV, I have to wear the perfume.
Human billboards, Delta.
Yeah, it was really fun though because it's really cute. I like seeing everybody wear it. It's really sweet.
Delta, I thought I'd run a few things by you. I do have a half year in TAFE for advertising.
And she likes to pitch some slogans, Delta.
I've written some for you.
Yeah, why not?
For your perfume.
We haven't done the commercial yet, so maybe I can make one of them.
This perfect. Could be used. This is your moment,
Brie.
This Bree.
Could be my moment. Oh, this could be,
now she's nervous.
Okay, here we go.
I've got a few.
This is my first one. Delta by Delta Goodrum. It smells like her hair. It's full of secrets.
Oh.
Okay, they get better. She didn't like that one. That's right. What about?
Secrets. I think full of secrets might be like a little bit kind of too mysterious for the perfume.
Keep them guessing, yes. Delta. Keep them guessing.
What about?
And then maybe you could put a secret at the bottom of every bottle.
That's an idea.
Oh, that is fancy.
Too
I
much
do
work.
Like that.
Well, buy more bottles, more secrets.
What about Delta by Delta Goodrum? When you can't be as hot as Delta, you can smell like her instead.
Oh, I hate that one. That's horrible.
Delta, insult the fans. It works every time.
It does. Trust me.
I'm seeing the headlines now, guys. I'm not sure if we should go with that. Okay, what's your last one?
Oh,
It's always best till last, Delta. Get ready for this.
I feel like this is the winner.
This is it.
Because they've been horrible so far. Are you ready? Here we go. Delta by Delta Goodrum. This perfume is so lit.
Oh, that's got to be it, right?
That's the winner.
It's 2017. It's lit as. Lit AF.
Good for the R&B fans.
He actually did that as a fashion slogan. I mean, it's a definitely interesting choice. Delta by Delta Goodrum.
Any but chance. What
a, it's so lit.
This perfume is so lit.
This perfume is so lit.
AF.
There we go,
it would definitely make you stop cooking your breakfast and turn around and go like, what was that?
Is there so any chance you'd run with any of those slogans? We kind of need to know right now.
You know what? If we have an egregious slogan, it could be the next one.
I like it.
Okay.
No royalties. You can have those for free.
It.
See, that's what friendship's about,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Thank you.
If it makes you feel funny in places, Delta, you know you're on to a
winner. Or maybe that's another good one, Delta. Yeah. It makes me feel funny in places. No, probably not that.
That might be a bit much. You know, I've got a broad demographic.
By the sound of things, you've got Boy George, Seal, and the whole crew wearing it, so you're on to a winner.
I do, actually. Yeah. I've been spraying everybody.
Look, we're looking forward to The Voice. The only show like it on TV right now, Delta. I mean, that must feel great. You guys are the only place that artists can go and launch their careers on TV.
I know. I'm very proud that we're the music show in this country. That it's awesome. We're very lucky. I absolutely love my job. And this year, even more so, having such great coaches.
Massive lineup. Seal is back. Boy George is in town. And Kelly Rowland. We love a bit of Kelly Rowland. Destiny's Child. Very much.
Is she amazing, Delta, in real life?
Everything and more you would imagine.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You know? I love her so much.
Me too.
Kelly Rowland. Better than Beyonce is what I say. Tell her.
Kelly and Delta, a collab. That would be cool, right?
Got to be done. The Voice is back.
Got to be done. Well, guys, I love that. I call up for, it's like a brainstorming session with you guys.
Always.
I love it. We're brainstorming. We're doing collabs. I love you guys. Thank you.
If you ever need ideas to make you more money while we make nothing, you just know where to go, right?
Hey, there's always negotiating. We can always work it out.
She always helps out, Delta. You know what she's like.
We have that on record. Thanks, Delta.
Yeah, no worries, guys.
We look forward to it. The Voice back on Channel 9.
So lit.
Delta Goodrum. See you, Delta.
Bye, Delta.
Bye, guys. Lots of love.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.